This show furnished by Rowan, Gervy, and Wynn.
It's 4 a.m. and you're sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. If you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
It's time for Gervy's Law, the intersection of law and life, with your host, injury compensation attorney, author, and mentor, Alan Gervy. Alan is managing attorney at the law firm of Rowan, Gervy, and Wynn, a workers' compensation law firm who have represented injured workers for over 35 years. Joined today by his co-host, radio personality, and television host, Carrie Kasem. Carrie brings a fresh, real perspective to the intersection of law and life, turning Murphy's Law upside down. And now, here are Alan Gervy and Carrie Kasem.
Good afternoon, Los Angeles, and everyone listening all over the world on KBC.com. I am Alan Gervy, the managing partner of the law firm of Rowan, Gervy, and Wynn. And today, as usual, I'm here to be the managing partner of your life. And usually I'm here with Carrie Kasem, who tries to manage your life as well, but she's not here. And I will tell you, I'm not too disappointed that Carrie's not here today, because I got someone better to manage your life than Carrie Kasem. Believe it or not, there's someone better than Carrie Kasem to manage your life, especially if you're a parent or a child. And we've all been children. Some of us have been parents, some haven't. But who we have today to manage your life, you won't believe, because this is someone who has a lot of credentials to manage lives. She's the most famous Mary Poppins in the world. That's right. She is otherwise known as the Super Nanny. 15 years ago, she launched the Super Nanny on ABC. And for 30 years, she's been a nanny. And she knows what she's talking about. And Super Nanny is back on Lifetime. It was on ABC, and now it's on Lifetime, having premiered on January 1st on Wednesday nights at 10 o'clock on Lifetime. Super Nanny is back, and so many people are happy about that. How have people been able to manage their life without Super Nanny? Some of you say, but this is a legal show, and yeah, we cover all kinds of topics. So what does a legal show have to do with what we're talking about today? Well, let me tell you that maybe the most important laws in our society are the ones that we use in our homes, with our families, the laws that we use to produce good people, to be good people. If you follow the rules and you develop discipline, motivation, and an appreciation of life, perhaps that's really what underlies good law-abiding citizens. So when kids get older, they learn from their parents how to be good citizens, how to follow the law, the laws of the world. And we learn it from people not only who are our parents, not only our teachers, but others who we experience and who pave the way for us to be good citizens, law-abiding citizens, and impact society. So today we're going to talk about the laws of parenting. And I'm sure Carrie Kasem is so disappointed she's not here, because she has a lot of opinions on this. Her father, of course, Casey Kasem, was a unique father, a unique parent, maybe not there all of the time because of what he did, but I'm sure Carrie would have something to say, but who needs her? We have Joe Frost. We have the Super Nanny on with us today. Joe, welcome to Gervy's Law.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you. Wasn't that a great introduction for you?
It certainly was. I've been in the parental arena for 30 years, but I was a nanny for actually 17 years. And the rest of my time has been doing private consultation and helping families around the world, as you've seen me do with many of my formats. And happy to come back to the return of the Super Nanny format and do what I do best, and that's to help families.
You know, it's interesting that you mention private consultations, because people don't realize that you do it. And here's a quote from someone, one of your private consultations. What an incredible experience. What can I say about Jo Frost? She is just amazing. I felt that she knew me for years. The way that she understood my personal situation and the way that she was able to read between the lines, I was shocked. Thank you so much for your time and words that you shared with me. They have been the boost that I exactly needed to change toward a better life for my children and for myself. What a great compliment.
Very much so. Very much so. It's always wonderful to receive the feedback, you know, the testimonials of many families who are very happy with the service that I provide, you know, in being able to really distinguish the priorities that we need to make when we've got ourselves off track and when we recognize that we need help in ways that allow us to be able to grow. And it's certainly something that I've been doing for a very long time now. And the importance of the work is to be able to certainly make sure that we can bring down those statistics of numbers that you were talking about in your presentation before introducing me.
You know,
because it is about, you know, having a functional, healthy family living, you know, and good wellness.
Joe, I want to ask you, because you make such good points when you talk about the experience you have, and it's not something that happened overnight. When I look at an effective lawyer, I think it's a breakdown of maybe 50-50 of research, studying, knowing your cases, but there's also the intuition and the personality that goes into being a really good lawyer. When I look at your expertise in parenting, and you've been complimented by so many people, including the quote that I just read to you, what percentage do you say is from your work of researching it, understanding it, and what percentage is just you, Joe Frost, coming, growing up in London, figuring out, being a nanny? What is experience and what is research?
I wouldn't give you percentages because I think there are certain, you can't measure intuition, right? You can't measure what you know with conviction. And that's very hard to scientifically prove what you just know. But what you know is what you know for sure. And it's with conviction that allows you to be able to follow through and not do any less by a family. But certainly my life experience comes from helping many different types of family dynamics and many different circumstances where children have needed that guidance from their different family members. So the life experience and certainly being challenged in different scenarios has given me the expertise. It's important to be able to do, like you mentioned, the research, to be able to read between the lines, to be able to ask questions, sometimes, you know, more than 10, 20 times in different ways, you know, as your answers can show up differently. So you have to be very diligent with the work that you're doing, get to know the family by the types of smart questions that you ask, and then at the same time, be able to read through your experience and wisdom, the relationship between the different family members so that you can understand how you're going to help them as a whole. You know, when I talk about as a whole, I mean as a unit, you know, the entire family.
Right.
I work with many families who go through the procedure of courts, family court and law, and in helping them come to more amicable situations when I mediate with couples, for example, that are divorcing and the children are stuck in the middle, you know, and there's a lot of emotion and a lot of pain and a lot of hurt and a lot of anger, you know, and the children are the silent witnesses of such emotion, stuck in the turmoil of it all. So, you know, it's very important to be able to listen and to hear what each family member are telling you that they need to be able to be a voice for those children. And to understand their needs
and some
that those needs are met.
Some people don't know that you actually did a show called Family SOS with Joe Frost on TLC a few years back. And you dealt with these more serious issues, because what people see of you and with you with the super nanny, they're common problems that people have in their family unit. But there's some serious issues when you talk about divorce and drugs and addiction that you dealt with at Family SOS with Joe Frost.
Yes, I did. They were slightly more complex circumstances. I wanted to be able to work with older children. Family SOS was one of those formats that gave me the opportunity to do so. And then I went on to produce under Nanny Joe Productions, my own production company, Joe Frost Nanny on Tour. And that gave me the ability to really break down the walls in being able to give the viewer an opportunity to learn, be educated with many different ages. You know, I didn't want, when Super Nanny first came out in 2004, it was predominantly inappropriate behavior and mischief and parents being rather frazzled in wanting to know how to stop the temper tantrums. And my expertise covers so much more at such a different scale of age. And so I wanted to be able to present that to the viewer in being able to say, let's break down those walls and help the community as well. So, for example, Joe Foss Nanny on Tour is helping older children and going in and establishing days where I could help the entire community and provide a public service to these communities where they could receive the help.
Yeah.
On a much bigger note, it led to the hybrid, you know, the mix that we now see now with the new show of Super Nanny coming back. It is a hybrid of the two.
Right.
It has, you know, the familiarities of what we remember from Super Nanny, you know, having the talks with the parents and looking back at the DVD. But it has the points that were so important as we all evolve in making sure that we could help every type of family member, any age of child, and to look at the internal as well as the external hot topic issues that are very present in today's society. You know, whether we were helping a family with sleep deprivation as a parental challenge may have been one thing, but to address postpartum depression, to address traumatic stress from families who are deployed with war, to address affordable housing, you know, to address the school shootings and the violence that have many families in fear of taking their children to school every day. It was important to address the whole.
Right. And today on Gervie's Law, we're not going to have you address the whole because we really want to talk about the Super Nanny show, which is more specific to kids and some of the problems that kids have. And we're going to put you to the test today, Joe, because I actually have my family here with me in studio. Hudson, who is 7 years old, and Harper, who is almost 6 years old, and my wife, Nancy. And later in the show, we are going to have you field some questions from Nancy so that you can talk about Hudson and Harper so we can really see what Super Nanny does in the show, which is airing on Lifetime Wednesday nights at 10 p.m. So are you ready for that? Okay. Can you handle that, Joe?
Look, can I take questions from your wife? Absolutely.
You can? Oh, you know, and I promise you they'll be straightforward. This is not going to be the Ushi Hirasaki interview, which which is probably the greatest piece of YouTube video anyone will ever see. And I'm going to talk a little bit about that because it's hilarious. And it just shows what kind of solid human being you are. The way you handled that interview, this is going to be completely different. But you can tell us a little bit about that because it made you laugh and people loved watching that interview. But we got to take
now, are you talking about the interview that was done in Holland?
Yes.
That was funny.
It wasn't funny. It's hilarious. Yeah, we'll talk about it. That's a great tease. We've got my family, Hudson, Harper, and Nancy here. We're talking to Joe Frost. We got to take a break. You're listening to Gervie's Law right here on Talk Radio 790 KBC.
Today on Hey Culligan, softer equals better. Here's a tweet from at Itchy in Idaho. Hey Culligan, my laundry is so scratchy, I just cut myself on a cable knit sweater. Any suggestions? Hashtag send help. Hey, at Itchy in Idaho, yes, the Culligan High Efficiency Water Softener will make that thing so soft, it'll go from cable knit to cable knot. Itchy. Hashtag soft laundry. Hashtag already on the way. Let us help you out with the free in-home water test with a local Culligan water expert at heyculligan.com.
This is a Jackson Hewitt Tax Service announcement. Don't want to wait weeks for your tax refund? That's a reason to go to Jackson Hewitt Tax Service. File your taxes with Jackson Hewitt and ask a tax pro how you could get up to $3,200 fast with a no-fee refund advance. It's a 0% APR loan from MetaBank that's available before your tax refund is, so you could get money when you need it. Go to JacksonHewitt.com to learn about availability, terms, and how you could get money on a prepaid card fast, like today fast. Go to Jackson Hewitt today. That's Jackson Hewitt.
Have you or someone you know been injured on the job? Rowan, Gervey, and Wynn lawyers understand that physical and emotional workplace injuries severely impact your life. You have rights when injured at work, but you need an advocate to avoid getting lost in the red tape of a broken system. Rowan, Gervey, and Wynn lawyers fully understand the complex workers' compensation system and will protect your rights if you've been injured on the job. RGW lawyers won't give up when the insurance company fails you, and they have years of experience with catastrophic injuries like brain injuries, strokes, chemical exposures, cancers, and death. RGW lawyers are compassionate and aggressive with over 40 years of advocacy for the rights of injured workers and have helped people change their lives with some of the largest settlements in California. You need someone in your corner. If you're suffering from a work-related injury, Rowan, Gervey, and Wynn lawyers will fight to get you the medical treatment you need. A workplace injury can happen at any time. Put this number in your phone now, 855-4-RGW-LAW, 855-4-RGW-LAW, or go to rgwlawfirm.com.
Fighting in the trenches for you.
Let's go!
Catch the Ben Shapiro Show, afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 790 KABC.
Welcome back to Gervey's Law, lifting Murphy's Law to the highest level on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
A spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down, the medicine go down. Medicine,
yeah, we got Hudson down. Dancing in the room. Harper, do you guys want to sing this? You guys remember this song?
Yeah.
Where's it from?
Mary Poppins.
That's right. And do you know we're speaking to the real-life Mary Poppins today? Wouldn't you?
No.
Wouldn't you love to have the real-life Mary Poppins live with you, Harper?
Yeah.
You would? I don't know. She might say some things that you wouldn't like. You know, I'm talking to Joe Frost, who is Super Nanny. The new show is on Lifetime. It's airing at 10 p.m. on Wednesday nights. And Joe, I've seen you described as a no-nonsense, empathetic person when dealing with parental issues and unruly kids. Isn't that somewhat of a contradiction for you to be empathetic and no-nonsense?
No, I don't believe it is. I think when you're empathetic, it's about understanding that, you know, empaths have the ability not just to empathize, but to actually feel what somebody else is feeling. And that's very much, you know, what I believe I do when I'm working with the families. You know, you're feeling the atmosphere in a home, how perhaps maybe an adult feels about the topic. But the no nonsense, I think, is just a candid way of saying that I'm with conviction with what I believe will help a family.
Yeah, that does make a lot of sense. And I know that you say that it would be too egotistical to say that you fix families. You don't fix them, you just help them.
Yeah, I think it's very egotistical to think that anybody fixes a family. And I think families, you know, you give families advice and you give them the guidance and, you know, they help themselves. I mean, you know, what's perfect? You know, and none of us are perfect, but I'm quite okay with that, aren't you? I think imperfection is perfection.
Absolutely. I think that's right. And it's funny because you talk about that. And one of the things, and I teased this before the break, I talked about a very strange interview with Ushi Hirasaki, which is really, she's really an actress named Wendy van Dyke, a Dutch actress. And one of the things, I mean, people have to watch it. I don't care what you do for the rest of the day, but you have to watch this interview. You know, some of the lines are priceless when she got your name wrong and she's said, you're Jack Frost. And she said, are you cold, Jack Frost? And then he said, no, my name is Joe Frost. And you know, one funny of the things that really impressed me is when you really took offense, and you didn't take offense to a lot that you should have, but you took offense when she made a derogatory comment about children. I'm not going to use the word she used, but
I know what you're going to say.
And you really defended kids. It was so sincere. You could see it in your eyes when she said about, she talked about angels and I'll just say a-holes. And you said, what? How dare you talk about kids that way? How did that make you feel?
No, it's shock. I'm in shock. I have never, you know, I don't think up until that moment, like, you know, you hear comedians, you know, make joke by using that language about their kids and stuff. But at that particular point, I've never been in an interview where somebody had just said, you know, why are some kids angels and some kids, you know, a-holes? And
right.
It was just shocking. I was like, completely shocked that somebody had actually spoken to me that way, addressing a parenting question. So I was like, oh my God, you know.
But you really defended kids. It showed how much you care about children. When you talk about a no-nonsense approach, but you really care about kids, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I do because, you know, I believe in being able to provide a child the best possible shot at life and being able to understand what it takes in order to be able to, you know, raise your children with good, strong family values that allow them to become well-adjusted adults. You know, adults that, you know, are going to thrive, you know, and our world is made up of society and countries that make, you know, people in them. That's our society. And, you know, I want children to be able to have that guidance where they're loved and nurtured and protected and, you know, given opportunities in life. And that takes education for parents to understand, you know, how they can show up as being their best self.
Right.
And being able to, you know, give that to their children every day. And it's a tough challenge, you know, for a lot of parents because we're living in a society where, you know, we are torn in so many different directions, you know, with what's going on externally. You know, a lot of parents are working many hours, juggling several jobs, you know, not two, but, you know, three and four.
Right.
And they're trying to meet, you know, put food on the table and pay the bills and the mortgage at a time when job security is not at its best. So there's a lot of angst, a lot of anxiety in the world right now with people feeling very unsure. And that's why it was so important to bring back the Super Nanny show, because of people feeling this uncertainty, you know.
Well,
and that does have an effect on, you know, it doesn't have an impact on the kids.
Not only that, Joe, but things have changed since Super Nanny aired on ABC. Our world changes all the time. And one of the interesting things, you know, some things change, some things don't. But when we talk about social media, this is something that you've come out and said. There are issues now that parents are dealing with screen time and social media and those things that maybe weren't at the forefront when you started Super Nanny, at least the U.S. edition, in 2005 on ABC. And that's something you're dealing with now in the new Super Nanny show on Lifetime.
Indeed. And I stand with many professionals that knew this was coming. You know, we're in a transition of certainly understanding that in the technology era, there is much that technology has brought us that is amazing, absolutely amazing. And we need to embrace it. And it's not going away. But at the same time, I do believe that parents have to be accountable in making sure that they don't lose connection with their own kids because of the social media devices and the tablets.
So,
and I do find it very sad when I'm helping families that do not feel compelled to place a household rule, for example, at the table of keeping phones away from the dining table so they can sit down and just connect with their families and have a sociable meal. You know, I find that incredibly sad. But that doesn't happen as much today.
And I think that's really important. I'm very old fashioned. You know, I'm not a nanny, of course, but and I don't play one on TV. The fact of the matter, though, is that we in our household have that issue come up. And I always err on the side of less screen time and less time with a phone or an iPad. Nancy, my wife, is here, and maybe Nancy and Hudson and Harper here. I know Hudson and Harper love it. They really want as much time as they want, as they can get on it. Nancy, what would you say? Ask Joe, for instance, like, because we have this problem at home where I say, take it away. And you say, I've been with the kids all day. I'm going crazy. Can't they just spend some time looking at some inane, YT kids, which, you know, seeing like a Barbie doll being dressed.
Right. Hi, Joe.
Hi.
Hi. We definitely disagree with that. I'm a stay-at-home mom, and the kids are in school all day, and they come home, and we play. And I often turn to screen time when they start fighting because they're close in age. They're 14 months apart, and they're best friends. But sometimes my son Hudson will do something to annoy Harper, and she'll hit him. And then a fight ensues, and I try to separate them. And
you give them a phone.
Not always. Usually we try other things first, but eventually I'm so worn down by the time it comes to making dinner that, you know, we do some screen time. And if you come home when screen time is going on, you do not like that at all.
You're talking about me, not Joe.
Yes.
What do you say to that, Joe?
I say it's about compromise because I think right now it seems rather polarizing, and I'm seeing a parenting challenge in the middle that needs to be addressed. So there's nothing wrong in a child having some time on the tablet, but I do think that it has to be regulated when that time is. And I do agree that when you're spending all the time at home, and you've been very active and accountable, and you're like, hey, I'm a parent that's really involved and active. The kids have healthy schedules, not too much, but, you know, they're busy. They run around. We get them out. They're energized. But they do want to enjoy a show or two. I certainly think that there is nothing wrong with that as long as it's regulated with when it happens and how long, and that you are fully aware of the shows and that you do have those tablets under advisory, parental advisory, so that you can screen and monitor. What my concern would be is that the screen's used as a brick wall. In other words, the children know one thing. If they start arguing with each other, they'll be divided by the tablets. And what I would want to address is that, yes, there is a natural understanding that two kids with the ages between Hudson and Harper are close in age, and, you know, one minute they're thick as thieves, and the next minute they're arguing.
Right.
What I would want to say is address why the arguing happened. You know, was it just that they were bored and so the two of them ended up just fighting with each other? Was it that you saw behavior from one that was not nice towards the other and that behavior needs to be addressed? Was it that actually one of them just gets a little bit more moodier and edgy before dinner time, you know, and do you need to push up that dinner menu a little bit earlier by 20, 30 minutes because one of them gets a little bit more ratty? So what I wouldn't want to do is use the tablet as a crutch to divide every time they argue for two reasons. One, it won't resolve your issue of them always scrapping with one another and arguing. And two, from a children's standpoint, they know that all one of them needs to do is to argue with the other one, and mummy's predictable. She'll come in and give them the devices. Because Hudson and Harper, you know, they're smart kids. You know, they know the playbook, and they will read your behavior and see the pattern in that behavior. So when you are empowered by saying, hey, we don't mind you having the tablets, but honeys, this is the time you can use it because you're at school, and you come home and do homework, and then we go off and you do your lesson and your lesson, and you can have it for this amount of time, and this is when you can have it every day, then that's fine because you set down the regulations
right.
of that.
Yeah, that
but
makes...
But then addressing is something different. But you've got to meet halfway. You know, you've got to compromise.
Yeah.
You don't want to say no because then it becomes forbidden fruit.
Exactly.
You know?
And I agree with that.
And that makes a lot of sense. And Hudson and Harper, by the way, are listening very intently.
I'm sure they are.
They appreciate that. You know, one of the things, and we have to take a quick break, but one of the things I do want to get into, because these are things that you are now dealing with on the Super Nanny show as it occurs in 2020, the new Super Nanny. I want to talk a little bit about what they watch on the tablets, because Harper especially is into these things, and I'm going to ask her why she watches them. To me, they have no redeeming value, and I'm much better with things that seem to me to be teaching them, or at least something that is more educational than some of these YouTube video things that I just like say, oh, it's so stupid. So I'm going to ask you about that, Joe, because I know that's going to be topics that will come up on this.
But we have to remember, but you know, also we need to remember that, you know, you're in a space now where you're saying to yourself, well, you know, I want my kids to watch, you know, educational stuff. But remember when you was young and some of the stuff that you used to watch would just be mindless and silly? Like, kids like to watch silly stuff too, you know?
Yeah, no,
I think it's harmless.
I watched Bewitched and Brady Bunch and Leave It to Beaver and those.
Yeah.
But they had some morals to them. Anyway, I'm not on trial here, Joe. This is your time, and we're going to talk.
Family court, exactly.
Family court. We're going to talk more to Joe Frost after the break. You're listening to Gervie's Law right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
AM 790 KABC.
Talk Radio 790 KABC News Update. I'm Steve Cumming. Hawaii News Now is reporting that two police officers shot in Honolulu have died. The search continues for the suspect. Correspondent Alexandra Field has a tweet from the mayor of Honolulu, Kirk Caldwell.
This is an unprecedented tragedy for not only the city and county of Honolulu, but the entire state of Hawaii. Our office is in communication with the Honolulu Police Department as more details about the circumstances around this horrific event come to light. Our hearts go out to the first responders who are on the scene as this event unfolds.
It's being reported the shooter first stabbed his landlord when he tried to serve an eviction notice, then started shooting at police when they arrived. Then he set the house on fire, a blaze that spread to at least four other houses. KABC SoCal weather, mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid-50s. For MLK Day, mostly cloudy, highs in the mid-60s to around 70. More news coming up in 30 minutes, continuing coverage at KABC.com. I'm Steve Cumming, Talk Radio 790, KABC News.
Have you or someone you know been injured on the job? Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn Lawyers understand that physical and emotional workplace injuries severely impact your life. You have rights when injured at work, but you need an advocate to avoid getting lost in the red tape of a broken system. Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn Lawyers fully understand the complex workers' compensation system and will protect your rights if you've been injured on the job. RGW Lawyers won't give up when the insurance company fails you, and they have years of experience with catastrophic injuries like brain injuries, strokes, chemical exposures, cancers, and death. RGW Lawyers are compassionate and aggressive with over 40 years of advocacy for the rights of injured workers and have helped people change their lives with some of the largest settlements in California. You need someone in your corner. If you're suffering from a work-related injury, Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn Lawyers will fight to get you the medical treatment you need. A workplace injury can happen at any time. Put this number in your phone now, 855-4-RGW-LAW, 855-4-RGW-LAW, or go to rgwlawfirm.com.
From Hogwarts Castle to Star Wars land. Get it. Right. AM 790 KABC.
Welcome back to Gervie's Law, turning Murphy's Law upside down on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Daddy Shark. Come on, Hudson, keep dancing. We have Hudson and Harper dancing in the studio. Nancy's taking a video.
And
it's so cute. And they're in their assembly dress. Hudson's in a bow tie, and Harper, what are you wearing, Harper? Is that a dress?
A dress.
It's a dress. So why are you so dressed up? you had a special event at school today?
Mm-hmm.
What was it? Harp?
Assembly.
Assembly, and you have to wear
fancy
clothes. And, you know, if Joe Frost was there with you this morning, I think she would have gotten you dressed a lot quicker than we did. And we're talking to the Super Nanny, the show Super Nanny. It's on Lifetime at 10 p.m. on Wednesdays. And Joe Frost is the executive producer of the series, and they've done 20 episodes. And, you know, Joe's been doing this for so long. There's a question for you. We have some problems at our home getting the kids ready for school on time. And I'm sure it's a common problem that you deal with the families that you intercede with, especially Harper. Harper, why is it that you don't get dressed so quickly and you're always, you know, the last one to get out of the house?
I don't know.
Well, what do you think?
Harper, can I ask you a question, darling?
Yeah.
Who gets you dressed? Do you dress yourself or does Mummy get you dressed?
I dress myself.
You dress yourself? And do you have all your clothes laid out the night before so you know what you're going to wear?
Sometimes.
Right. And then when you get yourself dressed, do you then go downstairs and have breakfast and then brush your teeth?
No.
Do you have you don't? What do you do?
I first get dressed, and then I brush my teeth, and then I eat breakfast.
And then you go downstairs, and then you have breakfast. And then what do you do after that? Do you watch anything?
Is that true, Harper?
Then get ready?
Yeah.
So what do you do after you go downstairs and you have breakfast? What do you do then?
I usually put on my shoes and then go in the car.
And then go in the car. Right. Is that what you should do, or is that what you do?
That's what I do.
Oh, that was a great question, Joe. I know where you were going with that. Harper, she's going to ask that again. Is it what you should do or what you do do? And I'm not talking about doo-doo. All right, go ahead.
Is it what you do every day, or is it what you definitely know you should do, but you don't always do it?
I should do.
Yeah, should do. So, Harper, I'd like to ask you another question. If you don't always do it, who does it, darling?
Hudson.
Does Mummy do it or Daddy do it if you don't do it, darling?
I eventually do it.
You eventually do it.
She has a big problem with people helping her. She has to do everything herself. She's got this independence thing. But when she's doing it, she gets distracted. And then she's not always ready on time. And that's where...
Give her more time. It's like what I see, or what should I say, what I hear... is that Harper knows what she needs to do. She's fully aware of what she needs to do. But she does need a little bit more time to be focused on what she's doing to do it well. She's a little bit of a perfectionist, is Harper. So she does like to take her time in being able to do that properly.
Right.
So I would give her the time to do it, because I think that's very important. And preparation and organization will always lead you to much success in the morning. So as much as you possibly can do as far as laying out those clothes and making sure that all homework is in the bag by the door, and that she knows where her shoes are, and that actually you in your mind know what the kids are going to have a couple of days in advance for breakfasts, and literally giving her that space to be able to get up and to achieve, is to be in a space where you can encourage her and give her positive praise for doing so, so that she feels good herself in being able to do that. Because otherwise you get yourself into a negative cycle of sort of saying, come on, Harper, get yourself ready. Come on, Harper, get moving along. Come on, Harper, get down. And kids switch off to that.
You know,
then it becomes nagging.
What I'm hearing is you talking about preparation and getting yourselves ready. And that's something that you, I know, do very well. I've been told that you are one of the most prepared persons who are on TV, who are helping people, who do interviews. You always pride yourself in being prepared. How do you get the kids motivated. That comes second nature for you, and it's obviously something that, you know, came about in your background. We have little Hudson here who's now on the hot seat, and, you know,
he
takes a little time to get up in the morning. He likes to stay in bed. He does follow through getting ready, but how do you get someone motivated, a kid, to get out of bed and to get going, even though once he does get going, he seems to do things pretty quickly?
Well, I think, you know, Hudson's like some adults. You know, the alarm goes off and they need a little moment to stretch, open their eyes, you know, take a moment and then get themselves out of bed. You know, I don't think that mornings need to be rushed. I think they should be really treasured times in the morning. You know, I think mornings are about coming together, getting yourselves ready and prepared for the day with intention, going off to school with a good attitude, you know, making sure that we have breakfast, which I believe is one of the most important meals of the day. And if we possibly can, we connect with our loved ones at the table before going off.
Joe, let me interrupt you for a second. I got to tell you, Hudson's shaking his head. Can you talk to him about this breakfast thing? As soon as you said, have that time together, he was shaking his head. Hudson, why don't you tell us why you were shaking? Tell Super Nanny why you were shaking your head.
What do you mean? Shaking no? Shaking yes?
No. Shaking no.
You don't want breakfast. You don't want breakfast. Do you not eat breakfast, Hudson, then? Why don't you want breakfast?
I don't eat breakfast.
You don't eat breakfast? What don't you eat? What don't you like about breakfast? You don't eat breakfast, meaning do you not like the food that you have for breakfast, or do you not want to eat that early? Is it for you, Hudson?
I don't want to eat that early.
You don't want to eat that early?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So what about if you have to leave very early to go off to school? What about if you had some fruit that we could put in a takeaway bowl, and in the car journey you could eat your fruit on the way with a yogurt? What about that?
No.
No? Why not?
Because you don't want to eat breakfast. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and I don't like breakfast food.
See, I'm hearing for the second time now you saying you don't like breakfast. So I would want to know what kind of things you do want to eat for breakfast out of the choices that Mummy and Daddy would give you.
None things.
Sorry?
None things.
None of the stuff that they give you. What would you eat then for breakfast?
Nothing.
But if you could, what would you eat?
Nothing.
What would you eat?
Nothing.
Oh, wow. You got a tough one here, Joe.
What time do you leave in the morning to go to school? What time, Nancy, what time do the kids leave to go to school?
7 o'clock.
No, we don't.
7:45.
You leave at 7:45 to go off to school?
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's 7 o'clock. And at least by 7:15, you could quite easily be sitting down and having something to eat. Which, here's what I'm going to say to you, is that you do have to have something to eat in the morning because you're going off to school and you do need that energy. So what I would suggest you do is to sit down with Mummy and Daddy, and they'll give you some selection and choices of foods that you can have, and you pick the ones that you're going to eat.
But I don't like any of those choices.
Well, what are those choices? Tell me. What are they?
I don't know.
Well, you must know. You can't just say you don't know. I know you must know what those choices are. Well, for example, what foods does mummy put down on the table that you say I don't want? Remember one breakfast. What would it be?
Cereal.
Cereal. And you don't want to eat that cereal?
No.
Okay, well then, what about all the other choices Mum could give you? Can I ask Nancy, when he says that he doesn't want breakfast, what do you do?
I just let him go. I used to make him eat something, but he wouldn't eat it, so then I kind of stopped. We haven't had breakfast, although you did eat something this morning, actually.
Well, he usually doesn't.
Yeah, but usually I used to have him have a bagel or an English muffin, or we used to do smoothies.
I actually didn't eat it.
Oh, you didn't eat it this morning?
He comes into the car with me, and when I get to work and I look in the back seat, it's still there in the car.
Yeah, he doesn't eat it.
This is a bigger problem. See, this is what's interesting about what Joe Frost does as Super Nanny. Some of these little issues are really bigger issues, and they take a lot of time. That's why you have to watch the show to see how all of these issues get resolved and how they develop. Because I know a lot of the parents are so thankful to you, Joe, when you're dealing with these issues. And there's so many issues. Isn't it true that every family has issues when they're dealing with young kids?
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're the parental challenges, you know. I mean, we've just been talking about one of them, you know, when children decide that they're not going to do so, you know. And I think it's important that, here's what I do think is important as we are talking about your family and your children, is that as a parent, we have to give our children the guidance that are necessary. And we do have to be confident in recognizing some of the things that are important for them that need to be done. Now, I personally know that Hudson would not be leaving the breakfast table unless he certainly had half a bagel or a slice of toast or a yogurt and some fruit or some scrambled egg or some oatmeal and berries, something that would be of a choice that he could choose, because he clearly wants the control to be able to not put anything in his mouth. And I'd be working towards the compromise of what he would put in his mouth.
Yeah.
So, you know, as a parent, to me, it would be important, you know that it's that first meal of the day. So it's really important for families to understand that there are some things that we let go of, right? We surrender and let go of because it's really no big deal. Whether they take the football to the park or the bike, you know, we don't really care, right? As long as they're having fun and they're going to the park with what they've chosen, it's no big deal to us. But our children eating healthy and our children getting out and about and moving and our children being given the guidance that fundamentally is important to their wellness is something that we have to be with more in conviction with and have more confidence in following through with. Otherwise, what we do is we allow children to make decisions for themselves without the hindsight or the knowledge,
right,
because they're so young, to know what's good for them. And that's why parents raise their children and give them the guidance, because that's our job. That's our job as parents.
Very, very well said. And that's why Joe Frost is one of the world's most well-known parenting experts. We have a few more minutes with Joe. We've got to take a quick break, and we will be back. You're listening to Gervie's Law right here on Talk Radio 790 KBC.
Welcome back to Sports View. Today's topic, who's the greatest of all time? For my money, it's Progressive's home and auto bundle. It literally saves you money. Gentlemen, your thoughts?
Look, it's simple.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. Add up all the heroes, take away the zeros, and what you got? One big trophy of me saying, I told you so.
I disagree.
Thanks, fellas. Took the words right out of my mouth.
There's really no debate. Progressive's home and auto bundle is a winning combination. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
It's happening. Folks are breaking free from the contracts the big wireless companies locked them into. It's a movement towards something simple. Simple Mobile, a lightning-fast, 5G-ready nationwide network. And no contract, ever. Join the movement. Join Simple Mobile. Out with the old, in with the simple. Standard text message and data rates apply based on your mobile phone service. Please refer always to the privacy policy at simplemobile.com/privacy policy and the terms and conditions at simplemobile.com/terms and conditions.
The Home Depot has a secret recipe for new kitchen appliances. Up to 40% off appliance special buys, like a stainless steel Whirlpool kitchen package for only $19.98. You get a side-by-side refrigerator, electric range, dishwasher, microwave, and for a limited time, over $1,000 off. Guess the secret's out. Save now on a Whirlpool kitchen, only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only. Gas extra. See store for details. Valid through February 26th.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. And we give you this magic music, which will inspire the perfect hire to begin clog dancing. Okay, there's no magic music, but skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site.
Post your next job at Indeed.com/hire and try skills tests for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Others might shout you down.
Well, Mr. Chairman, we do attack
regular order.
Middle class. How many times do we do this before we learn this?
We give you a voice. AM 790 KABC.
Welcome back to Gervie's Law. Still thinking about what can go wrong? Instead, let's get excited about what can go right on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Bright star, bright, the first star I see tonight. I wish I may.
Yeah, you're listening to Gervie's Law. It's a little different today. We're talking about the laws of parenting, and we have the Supreme Court Justice of Parenting, Joe Frost, with us, and she can be found on Twitter at @Joe_Frost, @Joe_Frost. She's got some great tweets, so you got to follow her at @Joe_Frost. She's written 6 books on parenting, and now the Super Nanny is back on Lifetime at 10 p.m. on Wednesdays. We're talking to Hudson and Harper, my kids. I'm here with my beautiful wife, Nancy, and Hudson Harper. We only have a few more minutes with Super Nanny. What do you want to talk about? What issue do you have that you'd like to ask her about? Harper, Hudson?
Could they ask me a question? Like, is there anything that you would like me to help you both that you may like or want, and you don't know if mommy and daddy are hearing you? Like, can I help you in any way?
Yeah. Harper, go ahead.
Well, for me, I'm coming into my mom's and dad's bed.
At nighttime.
Nighttime.
Yeah, you do that. Nighttime. That's hard.
And what is the question? Do you want to be able to go back into your own bed, or what is the question? Or do you want to stay there?
Well, I usually stay into the bed.
You usually stay in mommy and daddy's bed.
Yeah.
And do you like it there, or do you want to sleep in your own bed?
Well, I like it.
Tell me why you like it.
Because I don't like being alone in my bed.
Why don't you like being alone in your bed?
I don't like being alone in my bed.
Yeah, but why? Why is it you don't like being in your bed?
Because I'm a little scared.
Right, and what are you a little scared of?
I don't know.
Do you have thoughts that go in your head?
Yeah.
Do you think of different things when you're in your bed?
Yeah.
And what kind of things do you think of? Do you think of anything like when you watch television, or is it just different voices, things that just run in your head?
Sometimes I remember when I go to Halloween, or I remember from television.
Ah, well, that is something that mommy and daddy can really help you with. Okay, so what you do is sometimes you remember those images, and then they come to you at times when you don't want them to come to you at nighttime, right?
Yeah.
So mommy and daddy now, moving forward, are going to make sure that there are certain things that you're watching and other things that you can't. Because even though you may want to watch them, they may be just a little bit too old for you to watch. Okay? And then the images stay in your head, and then that makes you feel a little scared.
I wish we had more time to talk about that. I know Hudson's sitting here, and we only have another minute. Hudson, do you have a question that you have for Super Nanny?
No.
You don't have a question?
No.
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 You must have some question. Listen, you know, she was interviewed by Ushi Hirasaki. And by the way, you got to watch, folks, you've got to look at that interview. Hudson, can't you come up with a question?
No.
You're good?
He's like, no.
No?
He's like, Alan, he's like, no, she's just told you both I have to eat breakfast. No way. No way.
That's right. You know, that leads to so many questions that I'd love to ask you about the families that you talk to and some of the feedback you get, some of the repercussions, some of the consequences. We really have to have you back, Joe, because that you can't leave us hanging like that.
I would love to come back.
It would be so much fun. And we really appreciate, you've done some real live super nannying right here on Gervie's Law. And we really appreciate it. Hudson and Harper, what do you have to say to Joe, Super Nanny?
Thank you.
Bye-bye, darlings.
And Nancy?
Thank you, Joe. You inspired me today. I'm serious. When you talked about how you have to remember that we're the parents and just give choices, that I needed to hear that.
Wow. I appreciate.
We really appreciate
KABC.